You're awake. You know something about your ADHD. Learn more with TED Talks. Kind of like TED Talks, but half the length. A different expert every day of ADHD Awareness Month. Brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. Longest running support organization for adults with ADHD, just like you. You're awake, and now you'll have even more knowledge thanks to ADDA at add.org. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. My name is Nikki Kinzer, and I am the founder of TakeControlADHD.com, co-host of Taking Control, the ADHD podcast, and co-author of Unapologetically ADHD, a step-by-step framework for everyday planning on your terms. And I am thrilled to be part of the ADDA's TED Talks this year. Today, I want to share with you my thoughts on what to do when everything on your to-do list feels urgent and how to choose what actually matters most. Imagine it's Sunday night and your to-do list is staring at you with past due tasks, upcoming deadlines, and everything else you should need or want to be doing. Which deserves your attention first? With ADHD, everything feels urgent and everything needs to be done right now. Whether this is true or not, each item carries its own emotional weight of shame, anxiety, embarrassment. You're feeling all the feelings all at the same time. These are no longer just tasks. They are reminders of everything that you aren't getting done. And so begins another week of trying to do it all, accomplishing half, and feeling guilty about what's left behind. The all too familiar cycle of prioritizing with ADHD. This isn't about poor planning or poor decision-making. It's the ADHD brain's relationship with executive functions, the skills that are required to make these hard decisions. So when you look at a to-do list, you're not just seeing tasks. You're experiencing shame about what hasn't been completed, embarrassment about being behind, overwhelm about expectations, and fear of choosing wrongly or not following through. This creates what I call opportunity cost blindness, our inability to recognize that saying yes to one thing means saying no to something else. ADHDers lack the spam filter that helps most people automatically categorize and prioritize. When a neurotypical brain receives information, it automatically sorts it. It says, this is urgent, this can wait, this isn't my problem. Their brain has a built-in spam filter that quietly works behind the scenes. With ADHD, that filter is missing. Every email feels like it needs an immediate response. Every household task appears equally critical. Every social invitation seems unmissable. Every creative idea demands to be pursued right now. ADHD sees all of the possibilities, all of the opportunity, without recognizing the hidden costs. This blindness isn't a character flaw, it's neurological. ADHD brains simply don't automatically calculate the trade-offs that others process without thinking. And this creates the perfect storm of overcommitment, overwhelm, and disappointment, not just for others, but for ourselves. So this leads to the question of what can you do differently this Sunday? First, let's settle your nervous system. Before planning your week, take a moment to breathe. This is something we practice before and after our planning sessions in my GPS membership program. GPS stands for Guided Planning Sessions. We take three long, deep breaths. We inhale, we hold at the top for a couple of seconds, and then we exhale any kind of stress or anxiety that we're feeling in that moment. Deep breathing interrupts the stress cycle, essentially hitting the reset button on your brain's alarm system, calming stress hormones and bringing blood flow back to your thinking brain so you can get clear on what really matters. Now let's review your calendar and task list. These two planning tools are essential and they work together. We review your calendar for upcoming appointments and events, and then we review your task list and begin pulling out what matters most. We do this by using a filter system that I teach in my GPS membership program and in the book that I co-authored, Unapologetically ADHD. There are three key components: deadline, impact, and time. So let's start with deadlines. What truly has a time constraint? Not what feels urgent, what actually has consequences if not completed by a specific date? Be very honest here. Many deadlines are actually preferences or assumptions. Next, we look at impact. What are the ripple effects of completing or not completing this task? High positive impact might be securing a major client, while high negative impact could be electricity being shut off. So low impact tasks can usually wait regardless of how long they've been on your list. That's correct. Low impact tasks can usually wait. It doesn't matter how long they've been on your list. Next, we look at time. This is why we have the calendar out to review along with our task manager. We need to see how much time do you really have to work on what needs to be done. Factor in transition times between tasks. We're not talking about just 2 minutes here. We're talking about 15 to 20 minutes of buffer time. Recovery periods after intense focus, we want to account for those. And of course, the unexpected interruptions and distractions that come with ADHD. If you need an hour to work on something and you only have a 30-minute window, it doesn't make the cut, period. Adding this type of buffer time into your schedule allows you to see a more realistic view of your day. The magic happens when you apply all three filters. The tasks that make it through represent your true priorities, not what your anxiety says is important and not what you wish you could accomplish, but what genuinely matters right now given your real constraints and capabilities. It also helps to compare two tasks against each other rather than reviewing the whole list at once. This is where many of us go wrong with brain dumps. Sure, it's a great idea to get your ideas and thoughts out of your mind, but it's not a great idea to use this list as your daily or weekly task list. That's like trying to read an entire library in one sitting. Guaranteed overwhelm. So this method isn't about doing less. It's about accomplishing more by focusing on what truly matters. And there's profound relief in that clarity. The hardest part of prioritization with ADHD is accepting that you simply cannot do everything. It helps to make peace with what's left behind. And this requires an acceptance of a very difficult reality. Our expectations are often wildly unrealistic. Setting boundaries and saying no isn't failure, it's awareness. Building flexibility into your system with ADHD, today's perfect plan can become tomorrow's impossible burden when your energy, focus, or circumstances shift. When priorities change, resist the self-blame narrative of I made the wrong choice or I can't stick to anything. The act of choosing with intention isn't admitting defeat. It's designing a life that works with your brain rather than constantly fighting against it. It's saying I matter enough to make intentional choices on how I spend my energy and time. You are enough. You are worthy. You are unapologetically ADHD. And that today is my TED Talk about prioritizing with ADHD. I'm Nikki Kinzer. It's been great being with you today. If you want more information on Take Control ADHD and the different coaching services we offer, including the GPS planning membership I've mentioned here, please visit our website at takecontroladhd.com. Thank you for your time and attention. Take care.
Wait, before you go, we here at ADA depend on the kindness of strangers and friends like you. So consider joining ADA or donating at add.org/donate. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.